Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Instant Insight. My name is Jason Longshore, color analyst for Atlanta United matches here on 92.9 The Game as part of the Atlanta United Radio Network. This Instant Insight is going to cover the 2019 Major League Soccer schedule release that dropped this afternoon, and it's a doozy, folks. This is not going to be an easy schedule for Atlanta United. There are some major pitfalls ahead of the Five Stripes as they prepare to defend their MLS Cup title in 2019. These are the challenges that come with being the champ and being in demand. 17 nationally televised games. That's a big deal. That number could actually grow because the final 4 weeks of the season, ESPN and FS1 will have the ability to flex schedule and flex games into national time slots. And it's very likely that Atlanta United will have games moved into nationally televised broadcasts in the final 4 weeks of the season. Let's talk about it from an Atlanta United perspective. We'll hit a couple of the notable points about the schedule for other teams and for the league as well. 7 matches in May. That will be the busiest month for Atlanta in 2019, and it could be coming off the heels of a CONCACAF Champions League run. If you get to a final, the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League final will be played between April 30th and May 2nd. And you would be going straight into the busiest time of your season with some brutal road trips and some brutal scheduling that Atlanta will really struggle to get maximum points. Let's take it off the top, though. It starts out with the 2 matches against Herediano in the round of 16 in the CONCACAF Champions League. February 21st in Costa Rica, and then February 28th at Fifth Third Bank Stadium on the campus of Kennesaw State. After that game against Herediano in the round of 16 in CONCACAF, you're turning around and headed to D.C. for a Sunday match on March 3rd, just a couple of days later, on national television, 6 p.m. on ESPN. If you survive the round of 16 against Herediano, your CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals will be played on either side of the home opener against Cincinnati, which is another nationally televised match, 5 p.m. on ESPN on March 10th. The quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions League will be first leg between March 5th and 7th, second leg between March 12th and 14th. Then you're hosting Philadelphia on March 17th on Fox Sports South or Fox Sports Southeast, 7 p.m. kickoff at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United is taking the international break off the following week. Not every team is. Atlanta United will not be playing the weekend of March 23rd, but then they're headed to Columbus on March 30th. Columbus does play during that international break. They'll be playing in Philadelphia on March 23rd when Atlanta United is off. Atlanta gets the extra week off. They're probably going to need it if they get to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions League, especially as things ramp up. Atlanta United is also scheduled to be off the weekend of April 7th. That would be in the middle of a potential CONCACAF Champions League semifinal matchup. First leg of the semifinals will be played between April 2nd and 4th. Second leg between April 9th and 11th. If Atlanta United gets there, they won't have to deal with a league match in between the 2 legs of the CONCACAF Champions League semifinals. Could be a nice advantage. They've got to get there first, and they've got to navigate the first part of the schedule that will be tricky. They come back into league play on April 13th in New England. It's a 7:30 kickoff. New England plays on April 7th in Columbus. If Atlanta doesn't make the CONCACAF Champions League semifinals, if they're eliminated before that, they'll have a break where New England plays that weekend. That's not going to happen that often as we've went through the schedule. Atlanta United will be playing teams on extra rest quite a bit in 2019, and that's going to be a challenge and something you're going to have to manage minutes and you're going to have to manage workload. Frank DeBoer's physical staff will definitely earn their paychecks in 2019. It's going to be difficult to manage this workload as you go. April 20th, hosting FC Dallas in another ESPN match at 4 p.m. the potential CONCACAF Champions League final first leg. If Atlanta United qualifies, they would play it after the Dallas match between April 23rd and 25th, and then host Colorado at 6 p.m. in a Fox Sports South or Southeast matchup. Then the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions League final, April 30th to May 2nd, somewhere in that window. Then it gets really difficult. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo in Kansas City, 9 p.m. on FS1. Wednesday, May 8th, hosting Toronto from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Toronto plays on May 4th. They'll have an extra day of rest. They're playing in Orlando before coming to Atlanta. You would expect that they would stay in the Southeast and train before they come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on May 8th. May 12th, Atlanta hosts Orlando. Orlando does not play in midweek. They don't have a May 8th match. Atlanta does get to stay at home after returning from Kansas City, but that is a challenge, playing a team on extra rest. Another midweek game follows the Orlando game. You're headed to Vancouver, as long of a trip as you can find. In Vancouver, 10 p.m. kickoff, Fox Sports South or Fox Sports Southeast. Vancouver plays Portland in British Columbia on Friday, May 10th. They'll have a couple of extra days rest before the midweek encounter. Then Atlanta continues to pick up the miles. They go to Red Bull Arena for an Eastern Conference Finals rematch against the Red Bulls. 1 o'clock kickoff on FS1 on May 19th. Red Bull New York, they play in Dallas on May 11th. And after they play that match in Dallas, Atlanta will play 2 MLS matches before the Red Bulls host Atlanta United. Friday, May 24th. So after a Sunday in New York, then Atlanta is going back across the country to Utah to face Real Salt Lake, 9 o'clock on Unimas. Real Salt Lake plays on May 18th at home against Toronto. They'll have an extra day of rest ahead of that one. The midweek games keep on coming. Wednesday, May 29th, Atlanta hosts Minnesota. 7 o'clock, Fox Sports South or Fox Sports Southeast. Minnesota does play the weekend prior. They play Houston in Minnesota on May 25th. Atlanta will get an extra day of rest before they face the Loons midweek. Then Atlanta hosts Chicago, 6 p.m., another Unimas game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Chicago does play midweek prior to that, just like Atlanta. They play in D.C. on May 29th. Then there is an extended Gold Cup break. Some teams will play a few matches during this break when Atlanta does not play. Atlanta is off from league play between June 1st when they host Chicago and June 26th when they go to Toronto. Toronto plays in Dallas on June 22nd while Atlanta's off. That helps Atlanta out a little bit, but Atlanta will have to figure out how to navigate that 25-day layoff, and the rest will be great after a crazy May, but you also want to keep some sharpness. So it'll be really interesting to see how Frank DeBoer manages that layoff and if there's any friendlies or if you see players get some extra time with ATL UTD2 during that stretch to stay sharp. So June 26th, you're back in action in league play. You're in Toronto, 8 o'clock game. June 29th, you're back in Atlanta against Montreal. Montreal does play midweek prior to that. They host Portland on June 26th, so both teams are coming in with the same amount of rest. Wednesday, July 3rd, Atlanta goes to Chicago. Chicago has an extra day of rest, just one extra day. They travel to New York to face the Red Bulls on June 28th. Then, speaking of the Red Bulls, they're coming to Atlanta for one of the highest profile matches of the season. 2 o'clock kickoff on Fox. This will be immediately after the Women's World Cup final. Red Bulls do play on July 3rd, and they play in Houston. That could be a hot one. That could be a humid one. That could be a difficult one for the Red Bulls to go from Houston to Atlanta. Same amount of rest, but weather conditions could be a little tricky for the Red Bulls in Texas. July 14th, Atlanta is at Seattle, 4 o'clock kick on ESPN. Then that turns around Wednesday, July 17th. They come back to host Houston, another cross-country trip on short rest. Houston has a couple of extra days rest. They host LAFC on July 12th before that game. So they'll get a couple extra days. Atlanta has to go from Seattle back to Atlanta to face Houston. Then July 21st, Atlanta hosts DC United. DC does have a shorter turnaround this time. They play in Cincinnati on July 18th. So they'll have one fewer day of rest before coming down to face Atlanta United. July 27th, Atlanta is at LAFC. So again, back across the country again. And it's an 8 o'clock kick on ESPN. LAFC plays their crosstown rivals, the Galaxy, on July 19th. They'll have a couple of extra days rest there, and they won't have any travel to factor in. Speaking of the Galaxy, they're coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium on August 3rd. So Atlanta goes to LAFC, comes back. They face the other LA team in Atlanta. That's a 4:30 kick on Fox, the third Fox over-the-air broadcast for Atlanta United in the 2019 season. August 11th, Atlanta goes to Yankee Stadium to face NYCFC. Atlanta finally catches a team who plays during the midweek, and Atlanta's off. New York City hosts Houston on August 8th. Before turning around to play Atlanta on August 11th, Atlanta will have a full week of rest after facing the Galaxy. Campeones Cup will be on August 14th, and then Atlanta goes across the country to play in Portland in an MLS Cup rematch. That's a 10 o'clock kick on FS1. Portland does play in the midweek. They host Chicago on August 14th. So Atlanta will play in the Campeones Cup. Portland will be busy as well, so both teams will come in with an equal bit of rest. Friday, August 23rd, during Heineken Rivalry Week, Atlanta goes to Orlando to face the Lions, 8 o'clock on ESPN. Orlando will come in with an extra day of rest. They're in Minnesota on August 17th. Extra day of rest, a little bit less travel, but still, that's not easy for Orlando either. August 31st, Atlanta is in Philadelphia. Philadelphia does play on August 24th, a day after Atlanta's game in Orlando. So about the same amount of rest there. Philadelphia will actually have one day fewer. Next week, Atlanta's off on the international break before September 14th, hosting the Columbus Crew. Then another midweek game. September, you have some midweek games as you get closer to the end of the season. Midweek, September 18th in Cincinnati, first trip to Nippert Stadium. Cincinnati does play on September 14th. They're in Montreal, so both teams will come in with an equal bit of rest there. September 21st, Atlanta hosts the San Jose Earthquakes, 3:30 on Univision. San Jose is in New York on the 14th. They don't play midweek on the 18th, so they'll have quite a few days of rest, and Atlanta will not after the trip back from Cincinnati. Then another midweek game pops up, this time at Yankee Stadium, Wednesday, September 25th, 7 o'clock kick from the Bronx. NYC has one day fewer rest. They're in Dallas on September 22nd while Atlanta's at home against San Jose on the 21st. September 29th, next to last game of the season in Montreal, 5 o'clock kickoff. Montreal does not play midweek. They don't play on the 25th. Their previous game is at the LA Galaxy on September 21st. Another time, the fourth time, where Atlanta United is playing a team after a midweek game where the opponent did not play in midweek. Don't know what that looks like around the league, but that is a definite disadvantage for Atlanta United as they face these games on short rest. And in Decision Day, October 6th, Atlanta is at home on Decision Day this time against the New England Revolution, 4 o'clock kickoff, right now scheduled for Fox Sports South or Fox Sports Southeast. A couple of other notes as we dig into it. Four of the final five matches of the season are against teams that did not make the playoffs in 2018. That's a manageable run-in when you're looking at playoff positioning in the final month. Well, the final, honestly, few weeks of the season, because there's some challenges because of the midweek games. But you're getting that Decision Day match against the Revolution, who will be better in 2019, but they didn't qualify for the postseason in 2018. You're in Montreal. Montreal is definitely expected to be better, although they didn't qualify for the postseason in 18 either. You're at Yankee Stadium, which is always difficult. You host San Jose. Matias Almeida should make the Earthquakes better, but that's a big turnaround to see them make the playoffs in 2019. And then you're in Cincinnati, which is a team that is coming in their first year. We'll see how the schedule fares for Cincinnati in their first year in MLS. Should be a team that is competitive, but how competitive will they be at the end of the season? We'll have to see. Couple notes from the scheduling around the league. Speaking of Cincinnati, they face playoff teams from 2018 in 9 of their first 10 games. That is a big test as Cincinnati gets into the season in their first year in Major League Soccer. Portland will have to play 12 games away from home before their home opener at Providence Park, as they're adding about 4,000 seats to their stadium. That means 15 of their final 19 will be at home. Every time a team has had this type of schedule, they've qualified for the playoffs. You would think that Portland would qualify for the playoffs anyway, but that should help them get into the playoffs and help them with their positioning, honestly. As long as they stay afloat in that first 12 games, they'll be in great shape with 15 of the final 19 at home. 2019 will see the most MLS matches in primetime since 2015 on FS1 and the ESPN family of networks. You have 4 matches on Fox over the air. Atlanta United's in 3 of those. And all Univision games, as was the case this year, will be streamed on Twitter with English language commentary. So if you don't have Unimas, you don't have Univision Deportes, you don't have access to Univision, or you don't have access to your SAP function, you can watch and listen in English on Twitter. And you're going to see more teams do more streaming options as we get into the 2019 season. DC United just announced a local deal with a streaming partner, Flow Sports, where all of their local broadcasts that are not nationally televised will be on the Flow Sports platform. If you have any questions about the schedule, please send them my way on Twitter at Longshoe. I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about it on Stoppage Time, 2 o'clock. From the studio on Wednesday. You can watch on facebook.com/929thegame. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to all of our soccer coverage on 929 The Game, and we'll be talking to you soon.